More than 10,000 security personnel have been deployed in Phuket for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations meetings and regional forum. Thailand wants to prevent the embarrassing scenes in April when anti-government protesters stormed an ASEAN summit, forcing its cancellation. Aside from the massive security force in Phuket, Thailand has invoked an Internal Security Act and outlawed protests on the resort island. Panattan Watanayagorn is a government spokesman. He says the security measures are necessary for the safety of those attending the conference.
Thai government is very confident that security and stability will be ensured. We have a lot of very good cooperation from the organization and the people on the ground, as well as from various agencies, including civil society organizations.
The meetings bring together foreign ministers from ASEAN's 10 members and 15 regional players, including Australia, China, and the United States. Counterterrorism will likely be high on the agenda following deadly hotel bombings in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. Rohan Gunaratna heads the Counterterrorism Research Center at Nanyang Technology University in Singapore. He says the attack was the work of Jamaah Islamiyah, the terrorist group responsible for a series of deadly bombings in Indonesia earlier this decade. JI has links to Al-Qaeda, and its members are suspected of training potential terrorists in the Philippines.
The attacks very clearly demonstrate that the terrorist threat in Southeast Asia is very much alive, and particularly in Indonesia, the Jamaah Islamiyah organization still present a very significant threat.
North Korea's nuclear program is also expected to be discussed at the meetings, and Thailand hopes to arrange an informal round of disarmament talks with North Korea, South Korea, China, Japan, Russia, and the U.S. The ministers will also discuss dealing with ASEAN member Burma, which has been strengthening its relationship and military ties with North Korea. Many Western nations, including the United States, have imposed sanctions on Burma for its human rights abuses. Debbie Stothart is coordinator for the Alternative ASEAN Network on Burma, a regional rights group. She says the regional forum should look seriously at the danger that Burma's military government poses not only to people in Burma, but also the region.
For years now, the region has been dealing with transnational crime, with mass movements of millions of people from Burma, with disease pandemics because of the Burmese military regime. But now we have to also consider the growing cooperation between the Burmese junta and North Korea.
Stothart says ASEAN and its dialogue partners should be concerned by reports that Burma may be trying to obtain North Korean weapons and missile technology. Burma's military government is already under international pressure to release political prisoners, including democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi, and make democratic reforms. Dave Mathiesen is a Burma researcher for Human Rights Watch in Thailand. He says the meetings are a good opportunity for ASEAN to take real action on Burma.
I think now is a very good time for the member states of ASEAN to start rethinking their flawed engagement strategies with the military government and to actually look beyond their own narrow self-interest of trade and energy deals that most ASEAN states are doing, Thailand and Malaysia and Singapore especially.
At the meetings, ASEAN foreign ministers will work to finalize the region's first human rights body, which they say will serve as a platform to discuss rights issues such as Burma. But ASEAN officials acknowledge the rights body will have no power to punish state violators without the member states' agreement. Christopher Roberts is a lecturer in international relations and Asian studies at the University of Canberra in Australia. He says Burma is not the only ASEAN member that is happy with a weak human rights body.
Countries such as Laos, Vietnam, and increasingly Cambodia sit there and look at developments concerning Burma and actually worry about whether, if a strong stand is made against Burma, could the same stand be applied in the future towards their own government. Burma is not the only one with a human rights with human rights problems within the association.
Robert says at the Phuket meetings, economic cooperation is likely to take up most of the discussion time, as all governments are dealing with the financial crisis. Ministers will draft work plans for disaster relief efforts, as well as fighting terrorism, disease pandemics, and transnational crime. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.